Hitachi Bakureishi-san, anata wa Kyoshu Arafet. That's Japanese for, this is Kuroishi, and you're listening to Arafet.
And now, Crosley Bendix, cultural reviewer and director of stylistic premonitions for the Universal Media Netweb, with today's Arts Review.
Signs so big they're never out of view. Sounds surround. Box talk. 100,000 characters on newsprint. Tears fall silently in a dark theater. These are a few lines from the forthcoming album by Negative Land, but they suggest much more than that. As awareness of how the media environment we occupy affects and directs our inner life grows, some resist. The possibility of adding pimples to the retouched photo of the face on the cover of America are only now being seen as artistic territory. The cultural jammer works his secret in public. The skillfully reworked billboard with new lettering painted in the same style that the original has, turning strategic corporate elements back on themselves in a manner which is itself invisible, directs the public viewer to a consideration of the original corporate strategy in the context of a thoughtful reaction. The studio for the cultural jammer is the world at large. His tools are paid for by others. In art with real risk. You people still painting out there, all you crazy stone cutters, would you go to jail for your art? Well, the punishment for jammer art will probably more often take the form of fines and lawsuits. So, an anonymous art. A piece is not finished until the artist doesn't get identified. The arena, however, guarantees personal satisfaction for the artist, unlike the small, closed circle of fine art theorists at which traditional art forms aim themselves. So, keep your ears up and your eyes open. A jammer could appear on your TV, or a radio show like this one.
Security alert, all decks.
After very careful consideration, sir, I've come to the conclusion that your system sucks.
Hey, I don't believe that any system is totally secure.
Remember, hacking is more than just a crime.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Damn it, I need to know, and I need to know now.
You are listening to Radio Freak America.
Good evening and welcome to Radio Freak America. I am Ricardo Montebello, aka System Pulsar, and I am joined by, go ahead and announce yourselves.
Well, I am Buck Dangler.
Buck Dangler, also known as Holographic Harbinger X, or Double H Triple X. And also I'm joined by
I am Boomer
cheek spreader.
Oh, son of a bitch. Dude, you are saving that. That is totally not what my show notes say, Mr. Cheek Spreader.
Yeah.
But he's also known by the elite handle of Elite Shadow.
That's
that. This is F69. Those are our porn names and our hacker handles that we got from, oh, crap. What was the website? Is it like rootcompromise.org/HNG handle name generator, something like that? Hilarious shit. Go stick your handle in there and get a new one, dude. System Pulsar. That is freaking cool, man. That is so cool. So very good stuff. Now, I'm really Dual, and I'm joined by Stank and Bland. And
Stank Dangler.
Oh, and, am I? And Bland Butt Blaster. And Dual... Never mind. Okay. I'm not going to say what I was going to say.
Episode 69, baby.
We got some good stuff for you. You heard at the beginning, let me pimp this right now so I don't forget. At the beginning, you heard a little piece from Negative Land about jamming. Well, at the end, we're going to make sure we have some time left over. I got a little piece, like a little verbal jamming for everybody. So, you know, a little helpful advice when you're talking to people. So check that out at the end of the show. Oh, as well as Stank's announcement. First, in honor of episode 69, we're going to talk about Bland's STD. That's right. Go ahead, Bland.
If you pick it, it will scab.
Does it burn when you pee?
Absolutely.
All right. So let's talk about this. Now, we're not really talking about the conventional STD. We're talking about what, Bland?
Mavic's STD. Security Tools Distribution.
Very nice. And where? First of all, just straight out, where can people get it?
Alright, three W's, and then nopix-std.org.
Nopix-std.org, very nice. Now, just go ahead and run through it. Tell everybody what you think of it. Oh, and I think, well, go ahead. I know you found, like, some bugs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, talk about that, too. Shit.
It's a really, really good distro. Of course, I'm into Nopix anyway. That's my main OS right now is a Nopix hard drive install. But the menus, when you go to like the menu system, the Debian equivalent of a start button, instead of being like games and entertainment and things like that, it's broken into encryption, password crackers, denial of service, penetration, testing, and things like that. And and you just go through and, you know, and every menu has its own command shell. So like if you go into a vulnerability testing, and it'll have a shell, and it shells you like straight into that directory, so you can play around with the sources, compile them yourself, look at how the code works, make sure that, you know, not open up any sockets that you really wouldn't want open, things like that. And you know, there's always like, you know, what they are, how they work, things like that. And really just start hacking away at stuff. Apart from that, there's also encryption and anonymity menus as well.
Encryption. And what's in the anonymity menu?
Honestly, I can't remember. I'm not sitting here in front of it. I probably should have booted it up before the show.
Well, it sounds pretty extensive.
It's all over the place.
Really? Now, it is a live CD, correct?
Yes.
And does it find all your hardware just like the regular Nopix?
Found all my hardware just like regular Nopix, with the exception that it uses by default patched Orinoco drivers for the Kismet people.
Hell yeah, that is so nice.
Yeah.
That is so nice. So did Kismet work for you?
Actually, I haven't tried it yet, but...
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, but I'm sure it does. It says it does, and everything else has worked, with the exception of one small detail. When I went to, I was trying to own my computer in the next room, and just playing around with stuff. Yeah, I never really played with denial of service attacks because those aren't the sort of things that one plays with. But you know, I compiled them up, and some of them were pre-compiled. You could do those, or you could go into the source code and look at it and kind of alter things and recompile them yourself. But as I was happy with the distro and thought it was pretty solid, I tried to DOS my server box in the other room, and lo and behold, I was tapping on an IP from California.
What was that?
I typed in my target, my 192, my reserves kind of behind the firewall address.
Right.
And it said now targeting, and it was like, it was some ISP in California.
No shit.
Yeah, I was like, fuck me.
I'm going to jail. Oh, shit.
I was like, prank caller. The alibi. Nah, it's all good.
So did you let him know, I take it?
Yeah, TikTok is the guy's handle that came up with this. And, yeah, I posted in his forum. I was like, look, man, you know, shame on me for using pre-compiled denial of service attacks, I suppose, but fuck, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're going to release a live CD, you know, at least check. So he was like, yeah, that'll be fixed in the next release.
Nice. Well, props to him anyways for making Nopix STD. I've read about, you know, I've wanted to customize my own Nopix in the past, but damn, I read about how to do it. I'm just... I don't think I could do it. You know, not maybe I'm not leading up, but I'm probably just too lazy, I think, is a fact. That's a lot of work.
You could do it. It's just the time it would take.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because there are detailed instructions. I'm sure, you know, most anybody who can read and has a knowledge of Linux could do it. But, man, it's a lot of work. So props to that guy for making it, you know.
He's awesome. I had considered wiping my hard drive again and using that as my main OS. And then just apt-get installing Frozen Bubble and OpenOffice, and I'd be pretty well set to go.
That's right. The two killer apps right there.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. Nopix STD. I will grab it. Is Amir fast?
Mine was. I was getting it at 420, 430.
Oh, that's very nice. That's fast. Dude, your DSL is fast, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm on for 1.5.
Ooh, nice.
That's good shit.
Dude, maybe I'll go to DSL. Huh. Anyways. Nopix STD. You won't forget it was such a great name. And you heard about it here at Radio Freak America, episode 69. That's right. I want to quickly discuss Berman's new bill. If everybody remembers Berman, he said, hey, if you use peer-to-peer, we can hack your computer. We can let the RIA screw your shit up. Well, guess what? He's back at it again. This time with the Piracy Deterrence and Education Act. Piracy, P-D-E-A, it doesn't really spell anything, huh, that's odd. Usually they always find some witty, you know, acronym. Anyway, so let's see. Basically what this bill does, what it wants to do, is give the FBI the authority to investigate, and who knows what else, people using peer-to-peer file sharing and infringing upon copyrights. Yeah, nice. Very nice. Way to go, ass. What a dick! I mean, the FBI, right? They're here. Why is the FBI around, right? To stop corruption? You go to their site and you go look at their priorities, right? Corruption, violent crime, terrorism, and getting little Billy, right? Who's sharing the new Metallica song. Go get him, FBI! Way to go, Berman. You're an ass. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Oh, of course, education as well, so they're going to have more annoying PSAs that nobody listens to or watches, right? They're in the middle of the night, you know, during the infomercials, they got these PSAs on, you know, and they're worthless. And they're going to tell you, don't share music that you don't own. What the fuck are they going to tell you? What are they going to tell you? You know what? Adapt to the technology, RIA. That's all you can do now, because there's no way you're going to stop it. Thank you very much. Oh, and I want to pimp digitalrights.org. What's that?
It's Metallicops all over again.
Metallicops, yes. Thank you, Metallica. They're asses, too. I want to pimp digitalrights.org. It's back up, and I'm really glad because I was getting out of touch, man. I was, you know, seriously, I was out of the loop. I need to know this kind of stuff. Everybody does. So go there and check that out. In fact, this is like the top story last time I went, so... Digitalrights.org by BIOS. It's a very good site. Where is that coming from? I thought I... Ah, it's mute. Should I answer that? All right, this is... we did this last show. It's bad radio, I know, but I don't care. Mute, we're recording.
Bow chicka bow bow.
I know, but we only got three-way. Hold on, give me your number.
Bow chicka bow bow.
Bow. Thank you. We got porn music going on in the background while I talk to mute. Go ahead, what is it?
That's Flipper music.
Hmm. All right. So, again, go to digitalrights.org. Check that out, and, you know, remember that number we called last week for the Capitol? Go ahead and get Berman, right? He's in California, and tell him, you know what, dude? You're an ass! That's what you tell him, and you quote from Duel, you're an ass.
Okay.
Number, okay, bust it. Uh-huh.
sends them a copy of RFA 69, complete with porn references and all.
4 5 Awesome, I'll call in a few. Late. Okay, that was mute. Hopefully we're going to get him on later. That is great. We need like a dedicated conference call, or I need like my own PBX or something. We got to get hooked up somehow. You guys got to get freaking three-way for crying out loud. Well, you know what? That doesn't work very well, though.
And the more people you get on the line, even with the conference, it just everybody's so much weaker.
Well, yeah, and it doesn't work. We actually did that before, and it really doesn't work. If you guys three-wayed in somebody, it wouldn't sound good at all. But anyways, we'll try to get mute on the end of the show. We will get mute on. Don't worry. I had a great visit from C4. If anybody is familiar, and you should be, you go to hwhq.com and listen to a show called Gamer. He's going on a road trip, basically. I don't know, to find himself or to restart his life. Listen to he just put up the latest episode, and it's under the trip. It's not under Gamer, right? You go click on the trip, and that's where you'll find the audio, and it's cool. It's like it's kind of like, you know, a current day Tales from the After Now, you know, or like a what's that movie, you know, Natural Born Killers kind of feel, you know. It's like in this seedy, dark hotel smoking a cigarette and talking about his life, and it gets kind of personal, you know. It's a great atmosphere, and, you know, it made me think, right? It made me literally stop what I was doing, listening to this, just stop and think, you know, listen and think about, you know, myself and my surroundings and my relationships. Really good stuff. I mean, it's totally, utterly original. This is alternative media. This is not the RIA, the MPAA. This is not ABC, NBC, Fox, Disney. This is new and original shit that you're not going to get anywhere else, and I want you to patronize it, please. Be good patrons, right? I want you to either be the media or support it. So go to HWHQ and check that out. Support C4. He's a good man, very good man. I really enjoyed his stay here, and I wish him safe travels. I have an email from Jaga. He sent me some good stuff about some good ham radio stuff, and I neglected to print it, and there's no way I can do it now that I'm recording. So next week, we've got a good email coming from Jaga. If you've heard off the hook, you probably heard him on the show. So good stuff from Jaga coming up next week. If I can, I'm going to be a little materialistic. Well, sort of. Not, you know, I want to talk about some of my latest scores, right? And they are things, right? But I paid little to nothing for these things, so they are straight up scores, right? Score in the porno sense. Let's start with, oh my, from the Electronics Surplus Store, one of my favorite places. I got a Magstripe reader. I think Stank and Not Theory, if I'm correct, Stank, you guys are working on a Magstripe project?
Yes, we are slash were.
What?
Real life kicks back in sometimes.
Well, sure. I mean, that does happen. I'm looking around for it. Crap, I don't know where it is. I think it's in my rig. Anyways, I got a sweet, sweet Magstripe reader for free. You know, because I trade stuff. We're tight, you know. So he said, just take it. So I got it for free. So I'm going to be trying to hook that up and use that. And I'll let everybody know how that's going. And hopefully I can, you know, help out Stank and Not Theory. So I got that. Then a friend. This is awesome. Oh, and I do have this. A friend of mine gave me the latest Nuts and Volts. Subscribe if you can. It's a little pricey. Nah, it's not too bad, but it's a great magazine, Nuts and Volts. And inside the latest issue, July 03, this is so cool, and I plan to do this. Cracking the Easter egg in your remote. There are certain types of universal remote controls that actually have an interface inside, and you can use your computer to program them. It's awesome. You can do so much stuff, and I plan to do it. It just looks like so much fun. There's actually a site. Let me go to it here. Or is it a group? I think it's a Yahoo group. Here's a site right here. jp1.filebug.com Remchart. I think the JP1 is the name of the interface that you use to program your remote controls. Very, very cool stuff. So I got this magazine. I'm hoping I can get one of these remotes cheap. I think they're like $30 new at Radio Shack. So it's a little bit of an investment, but it's going to be a blast. Next. Oh, dude, this is the most awesome shit right here. I was at Radio Shack, right, as I'm prone to do. You know, go around and check stuff out. Just for the hell of it. Just for fun. Just, you know, sometimes you learn a lot just by looking at stuff. And I check out the books I like to read, so I go to their book section. A lot of times they have books that are marked down, and guess what? They had Gordy's, a.k.a. Gordon West, amateur radio general class book, right? The book for the Element 3 license test for 97 cents. That's right, less than a buck. Ah, and I scored this awesome book. I'm not even planning on taking the test. You have to do 5 words per minute, Morse, but I might just read it and just for fun. You know, maybe I'll just go ahead and get a key, you know, a practice key myself, and you know what? I might do that. I might start learning Morse code just for the hell of it. That would be so much fun. I mean, Morse code's very, very useful, right? You know, if something happens, all the communications networks go down, right? What's going to travel the farthest? Not voice. That's right. Those little dots and dashes, baby. That's going to go far. So I, hopefully, will be learning that. And last but not least, I scored. Now, I'm bringing this up because I'm just so pleased, you know. We bag on a lot of people, a lot of products and a lot of companies, right, who don't give people satisfaction, don't really give a rat's ass because they just, you know, all they care about is the bottom line. Well, now I dealt with a company, and I'm very pleased. I actually dropped some coin and bought a shirt from angryshirts.com. You've probably heard about him, pimped on Sean Kay's show. Nixter runs that, and I am so happy. I bought...
How much did you pay for that?
Excuse me. Damn, I got a little pubic hair in my throat here. Hold on a second.
Power of Christ compels you.
Ah! Little curly black hair in my throat there. I bought the American flag barcode shirt, right? I thought that was a great design. And again, so I dropped some coin, ordered it. It came quickly. It was here really fast. The shirt is phenomenal quality. It fits perfect. I'm so pleased, you know. And again, the most important thing was that design. You know, it's not a logo, right? I didn't get this from a store at a mall. This is, you know, something that's original and it's got meaning. And you know, it's like just like alternative media. This is like you know, alternative thinking, alternative ideas in your clothing. And that's I'm very pleased with that, and I'm totally utterly pleased with angryshirts.com. and I think the best way to let people know, you know, the best way to say hey, I'm happy, is to tell everybody on the radio show. So thank you, Nixter, for a great shirt at a great price and fast service. That sounds like a damn commercial, doesn't it? Oh well, too bad. You know, this is a, you know, this is EP69, kind of the porno episode. And you know, everybody's I've scored a few things, right? Bland, have you scored anything lately?
Two things, actually.
Oh yeah, what was that?
My big score. Did you hear that?
No.
Oh, a bunch of floor shaking goodness. Over 1,600 pages with CD. Mark Manassi, I guess that's his name.
Uh huh.
Mastering Windows NT Server 4.
No way, right on. Yeah, some old school Windows stuff. That's cool. Where'd you get it?
I got it at Hastings, my favorite haunt.
Dude, I gotta go there. I got one by my house.
Yeah, you know how much it was?
No.
Rebone.
No way. For 1,600 pages?
And CD.
Oh, dude. You know, I have a full legal version of NT4 if you're interested. I'll send that to you, and you can start cracking it.
I'd like to have that set up on a box somewhere, and I could just poke away at it.
That'd be fun. I'd like to do that myself. I wonder how many NT4 boxes there are in, you know, in the wild. I wonder. Stank, do you have any idea?
Yeah, there are 4,700,000.
Seriously, come on now. Come on now. Like, you don't have an idea. You know, you're in the industry. You know, sometimes people poke around.
I can tell you I got about 15 copies sitting on the shelf next to me right now, because when you buy, you know, systems in bulk, which where I work, you buy a lot of systems.
Right.
They come with the CD version of the software that it comes with, you know, so you have your legal copy. However, when you're mass producing computers like that, as far as, you know, rolling them out in mass production with the operating systems and stuff installed, we usually use a product called Ghost, which I'm sure most people are familiar with.
Yeah.
So we really only need one copy of it set up on a server, and then we just start duplicating it to all the clients that we're going to put around at my job. So we get all these extra copies, one with each computer, and we just have stacks and stacks that get thrown in the trash all the time.
Do you have NT boxes on your network live right now?
No.
No. Okay. So I would... I could maybe extrapolate and say probably not many. Okay, thank you. And what else did you get, Blaine?
Well, those are the big things that I paid for.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to talk a little bit later about something badass I got in the mail.
Oh, okay. You want to talk about that? Oh, okay. Yes, yes. Oh, you know what? Let's go ahead and talk about that now. Hold on 1 second. It is time, not for the freak news, but for the...
touch it.
Porn news, baby. Oh, yeah. This is the porn news. And we might actually talk some freaking as well here on RFA F69. Let's start with Verizon. Apparently, they've given up on their fight for portability. I wonder why. Let me read this first. Verizon Wireless Incorporated has given up its fight against pending federal rules that would make it easier for mobile phone customers to keep their old phone numbers after switching carriers. I don't intend to stand in the way of having local number portability become a reality on November 24th, said Denny Sturgill. Verizon, is it Sturgill? Strigil. Check this name out, S-T-R-I-G-L. Dude, mix in a vowel, Verizon Wireless Chief Executive. Strigil's comments amounted to an about-face for Verizon, which, along with the Industry's Trade Commission, the Cellular Telecommunications and Internet Association, had made fighting the rules one of its top priorities. Verizon, which is the nation's largest mobile phone provider, and the wireless industry won three delays of the rules over the years and filed a lawsuit questioning the Federal Communication Commission's authority to impose the measure. When they lost in court earlier this month, Verizon and CTIA-backed legislation by Senate, whatever. Anyways, they made an about-face, okay? They changed their tune, and I wonder why. Do they say why? I haven't read this, by the way. Gain customers. Ah! Okay. But indicating that Verizon believes it may be able to gain customers using local number portability. Okay. Going forward, the service may cost about 10 to 15 cents a month per customer. The company hasn't yet decided how it will recover these costs. Okay, so they think they will gain customers. Okay, so there's profit. They want more profit, and they'll get that. But it's going to cost them a shitload of money. How much? Does it say how much? $50 million. $50 million to prepare for local number portability. I think, personally, sure, they may gain customers and that's some money, but that won't outweigh their capital expenditures. I really think that they're going to rake it in. They're going to make money hand over fist by charging every user, right? They're the largest carrier, you know, a nominal fee every month. They're going to be charging, you know, how many millions of customers, 40 cents, whatever, and they're just going to rake it in. It is bottom line. They say, oh, well, now we're ready. Shit. Yeah, we'll do it because we're going to fucking rake in that money. Maybe they had to get somebody in, you know, somebody in the FCC or some Fed somewhere, the IRS, I don't know, to say, yeah, it's okay. Yeah, you can take in those fees and make whatever money because, you know, we have to, you know, recoup those costs, whatever. It's you know what? Straight up. I mentioned it earlier on the show. It's bottom line. That's what they care about. They don't care about serving the customer. It's profit. It is profit. They will institute local number portability. They've made this huge about face because somebody figured out how to make a shitload of money on it. That is why. I'm not going to beat around the bush, try to say it nicely and intelligently. Fuck that. They're going to make a lot of damn money. All right. You know, I think I'm a little irritable, a little ranty tonight.
At some point in history, some point a long time ago, maybe I'm just very idealistic, but wasn't there a time when people did things because they were right and wrong and not because it was about making money or how they can justify doing something that's right if it's going to cost them or if they're not going to be able to make money on it? When did this happen? When did this change in our world take place? I want a date and time.
When when everybody went from being poor to some people having money, I think. Good question. I don't know. Maybe never. I mean, maybe since man knew he could get something for something else, right? He could either make a trade or sell something or provide a service and make a lot of money at it. Well, he figured out, well, I could do this and then maybe cut a corner or maybe screw somebody and make more money at it, right? I don't know. That's a great question. There are people that still do the right thing now.
That's why I became... Buck Dangler.
Buck Boomer and Ricardo, baby. We are here for you. We're not making any money doing RFA. Or anyways. You know? We're not making a damn bit of money. This is taking up a lot of our personal time. But you know what? We're doing it because we think it's right. It's because something we want to do. It's because we wanted to hear more alternative views. Right? So I didn't sit on my ass. You know, HackerMind was going away. Damn, I miss HackerMind. What am I going to do? Oh, I'll just sit here and I'll stick my thumb up my ass and not do a damn thing. No, we made a radio show. A damn good show, if I say so my damn
self.
Hey,
I'm still with Rax. I'm in it for the chicks.
Chicks, and that's what we're here about at F69. It's all about the chicks.
I'm here for the animals.
And the quadrupeds, that's right. So, where am I? I'm on the porn news. You know, the next item in the porn news is, when I used to work in a video store, my favorite pornos were Buttman's Big Adventures and Dirty Debutantes. Those were my favorite pornos.
I was into San Fernando Jones and the Temple of Poon.
Yeah, that sounds like a good one, man. That sounds like a real good one.
Ron Jeremy special.
Oh, it was. It had Ron in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's
oh,
a classic. He's a classic. Him, Peter North. Of course, the great John Holmes. God rest his soul.
I actually starred in Buttman's Big Adventures 2, 3, and 4.
Holy shit, that was you?
That was me.
Oh, my God. Stank.
Buck Dangler.
I feel like, you know, I feel like I know you intimately. Okay, now, combining good wireless service with really bad movies, did anybody ever see Tomb Raider? I think it's a couple years old now. You know, the chick's hot, right? Angelina whatever. She's hot. Nice lips, you know? Her lips, it's like another ass, right?
Acid burn.
Yeah, what? Oh, yeah, she was in Hackers. She was hot in there, too.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's and Rick. What's that?
That's Rick.
Oh, she's a nice package top to bottom.
You've seen her tits?
She shows them in Hackers.
She does?
Hey, you can fucking watch quality cinema every once in a while. You can see Angelina.
I own it. Shit. Straight up. Okay, I'll admit this. I actually own Hackers.
Only light coming from the laptop screen, but they're there.
Oh, fuck. So she doesn't show naked breasts.
She does.
Yeah, she does.
She does in Hackers? Okay, I guess I missed it, or I don't remember.
I got that frame printed on a t-shirt, man.
Fuck, I'm going to watch Hackers tonight. I actually own it, and I can't remember this scene. Oh, my God, where have I been? Okay, anyways, she was in Tomb Raider as well. I don't believe she showed her act there. But apparently, you take a bad movie. She's coming out with another movie, right? Another Tomb Raider. It's like, I don't know what it's called. Like the Easter egg stuck up my butt something. I don't know the name of it. But, oh, here it is. Tomb Raider, The Cradle of Life. There we go. So, and it comes out July 25th. Well, apparently, AT&T Wireless, as is commonly done now with movies and everything. What is it called? What is it? Cross-marketing? Product placement. I don't know what it's called, but it's very, very widespread, right? I mean, look at the GM products in the Matrix and that stupid power drink Matrix commercials that have nothing has nothing to do with it. It doesn't have a power drink in a Matrix. It doesn't have neither of them. Nothing. Utterly, totally, mutually exclusive. But they stick them together, and I don't know what it's called. I guarantee you there's some marketing term. What else? Did you say beer ads? There were beer ads, weren't there? Like Heineken, I think.
They Ray-Bans made. You know, they had a lot of names, and it was MIB had that in there a lot, and again in the Matrix.
Yeah, lovely. Now, actually, you know, one thing that could have worked for the Matrix would be cell phones. If they made, like, a cool cell phone, you know, the click-clack kind of cell phones that they have in there.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they
did?
They did make a phone that looks, yeah.
Oh, shit, I'd buy that. Now, that's cool. I could see that. That has something to do with the movie. It's relative, right? Anyways.
Fucking expensive.
Oh, is it? Man, then fuck that. Anyways, with this probably next crappy movie, Lara Croft, Tomb Raider, The Cradle of Life... Right? That's between her tits, by the way. That's the cradle of life. customers. AT&T Wireless is jumping on the bandwagon, essentially. And they're going to, here it is, a quote, customers can use their AT&T Wireless phones to download content based on the new movie, Lara Croft, Tomb Raider, The Cradle of Life, which is set to open July 25th. Okay, I can download content based on the movie.
That's kind of the content I'm thinking of.
Yeah, if there's titty shots, right? Or better yet, an ass shot. I'd like to see an ass shot. I'm an ass man, personally. That's probably why I like Buttman's Big Adventures. I really like ass. Can I tell everybody that right now? I love ass.
Hey, who doesn't love ass?
Straight up. straight up, who doesn't love ass? And if you love ass like I love ass, then you got to check out plumprumps.com. Oh, yeah, baby. Plumprumps.com, one of my favorite sites. Check it out right now. Ghetto booty all the time, 24/7. Excellent, excellent stuff.
Yeah, I've got a site with the perfect ass.
What's that?
Just found this a couple days ago. This chick, go to, and you guys can do this while we're recording, and the listeners can check this out. Go to vidasworld.com. VIDASWORLD. It's just this one chick, and it's her site with pictures of her, but she is
God
bootylicious.
God damn.
What? Tell me.
Is stacked.
You guys suck. I can't view it because we're recording.
Damn.
Well, you check it out afterwards. It's vidasworld.com. Vida Guerrera. She's been in FHM magazine and King magazine. My friend Venom just brought me the new King magazine today with a couple pictures of her in it, and she is drop-dead gorgeous. And she has the perfect ass.
Yeah, she does. Popping in the one-hand mode.
I was just going to say bland.
I might have to type her off. I don't know what's up with
Oh, shit. Don't be rubbing one out on the show, please. I know this is Ep 69 and all, but we can't have, you know, the freaking... Okay.
Too late.
Yeah, too... Man, that was fast. That was record time.
Big John McGraw.
Now, is she blonde or is she dark hair?
Dark.
I don't know. I didn't get up that high.
Now, guys. Okay.
Well, that's because I wanted to see if the cuffs match the collar, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't understand.
Okay.
Carpet.
Yeah.
Okay, very nice. Now that the show is degraded.
It's episode 69.
Oh, yeah, we can degrade it. That's fine.
This is the one we're allowed to degrade on.
That's right. And trust me, if there are any women listening, right, me, MC, whoever, send in the guy sites. Fine, we'll post it for F69. That is cool with me.
Or you can just send us pictures.
Yeah, pictures are good as well. Actually.
Uh-oh.
Funny you mention that.
Oh, damn.
I haven't... Yeah, MC sent in some pictures, and they're rather nice.
Ooh.
She is quite the attractive woman, and she sent in pictures to let everybody know that. She actually told me I could put them on the site. I want to double check, but maybe I'll double check and I'll get them up when I post. I'll get it up when I post the pictures. I shouldn't have said that. I will put the pictures up when I post F69.
How many people are going to take that clip off the show and use it?
Oh shit! I just fucked myself.
That clip.
I was like, yeah. Okay, so that was the porn news, literally.
Oh, touch it.
Oh, I love that, dude. I love that. Look at that sexy voice. One more time.
Oh, touch it.
Oh, yeah. That's the porn news. We've got quite a bit of show left. I don't want to hit the jamming stuff just yet. I want to save it for the end. I want to do jamming and then Stank's announcement. So we got a few things we can do. We can make phone calls. We got Stank. I think you have some stuff to talk about, correct?
Which stuff did you want to talk about?
whatever you like, really.
Yeah, I had a couple little things. You want to go now, or do you want
to? Yeah, go ahead. Let's do it now, because I want to save this stuff, and I think we'll have some time. It'll take a little bit, but I think we have time right now for some Stank hacker news.
All right, we got a couple. Actually, this probably would fall more into the freak or porn news, I guess, actually, today. But you and I actually talked about this offline one day. You know, we all have heard many times how much you love the payphone. So there was a little blurb, and I think this might have come from Wired magazine. I'm not sure about three things that are replacing payphones, at least physically. You know, not as far as functionality, but physically, where you used to see payphones, you're seeing these other things pop up. And the three things are Wi-Fi hotspots, web portals, and video postcards. They're all pretty self-explanatory, but just wondering what you think about, you know, where there used to be a payphone there, now there's a Wi-Fi hotspot. Without details of how it works or anything like that, how do you feel about having a Wi-Fi hotspot that you can drive up to at the gas station and be within the range that you can surf the web or do whatever you want to do?
Well, that totally rocks. And we've heard about companies actually keeping the payphones and then putting in Wi-Fi hotspots as well. Probably, of course, you know, in the future to charge people for that service. I like both, naturally. I love Wi-Fi, and I would die without payphones. Payphones are so useful, and they're so much fun. I hope they never go away totally. But yeah, having a Wi-Fi hotspot to replace that, that's okay. I'd rather have the payphone than the Wi-Fi hotspot. There's so much Wi-Fi out there. What the heck? I don't know this. What are video postcards?
Well, you know, 2 and 3 both to me seem kind of silly or wasteful if you have a Wi-Fi hotspot, but they're both types of kiosks. The web portal is a kiosk where you would pay, and you can basically, you see them, we've seen them in hotels, and we have a retail hacking section on the forum, so we've posted some pictures of these kiosks in the past, but basically you can go in and pay for X number of minutes of surfing the web. So if you're a businessman or you're just somebody out on vacation, you want to hop on and check your email or something like that, that you can just pay and have access to this little kiosk to do that. The video postcard is just a new technology or a new spin on an old thing. You can basically insert yourself into, it's a web camera phone.
Got it.
That they put at different, what do you call them, tourist attractions.
Yeah.
You can take pictures of yourself and send the digital postcard, a wish you were here kind of situation.
Yeah, that one sounds kind of stupid, personally.
Well, both of those could really be done from the Wi-Fi hotspot, so it seems kind of redundant. And along the same lines, I wonder, you know, well, actually two things just popped to my mind. One of them is, the first thing I was thinking of was, what if you were to activate that Wi-Fi hotspot and then use a telephony app to make the phone call that you would want to have done from the payphone anyway?
Very true, very true.
Well, you can get a voice over IP going or set up something that you can make your phone call anyway. You would obviously have to have your laptop and stuff like that going. But the second thing is, I wonder if these Wi-Fi, if you were to, you know, let's say you go up, and I'm sure they charge you for it, I'm sure there's money involved, but what's to stop 20 other people from driving up next to you and leeching your bandwidth?
Yeah, no kidding.
Wonder how they reserve that or how they set that up.
I don't know. Eventually, of course, they'll restrict it for money, you know, restrict it for pay use only. Just don't take away my payphones, man. It's so much fun. Operators and tones and different phones altogether, you know, different booths. Their locations, right? You'll find them in crazy spots. I love payphones. I really do.
I really don't think they're going to take a lot of them away. But, you know, sometimes you'll see 20, 30 payphones at an airport, you know, and maybe one or two of them in use. I'm just thinking they might cut back on some of them. And
now, see, what I've seen, you know, the big airports I've been to, I see lots and lots of payphones and lots of people using them. You know, during busy hours, everybody's on the payphone. I see people sitting with laptops hooked into the data ports. Payphones are definitely still used. Not as much as they used to be, especially, you know, just around town kind of stuff. But airports are definitely still used. Public locations, they're definitely used still, like malls, stuff like that, other venues. You're right. I don't think they'll go away totally, but yeah, they may be reduced. Speaking of payphones, right, you might need something if you're doing a little freaking right at a payphone, there's something you might need. You might think, oh, they're not any use anymore. You're wrong. Bland, why don't, you know what, this is a little, let's continue the porn news.
Touch it.
And Bland, tell us what you received, and then we'll talk about it.
I received in the mail 2 days ago a tone dialer.
Oh, yeah, a tone dialer. Radio Shack model, what is it? Is it 45? No, 43, 145, something like that?
The one without the memory.
Yeah, one without the memory, which is still very useful. Now I brought this up because it is very useful. Now, your wife thought it was a calculator, correct?
Yeah, she opened it up, and I was like, oh, yeah, I haven't had one of these in 5 years. And my wife was like, Duel sent you a calculator?
That's right. I sent Bland a tone dialer. He didn't have one. And why did I send it to him? Well, because every freak, every hacker needs a tone dialer. They're still very useful. You don't think, oh, they're not useful. You know, all phones are DTMF wrong. A tone dialer is very useful for payphones. You may be, and there are some specifics, actually they don't work anymore, but there may be some things that you're doing at payphones where the mic will be active, right? The mic will be hot, but DTMF will be disabled. Perfect time for a tone dialer. There are other ways to use a tone dialer, like, let's say, of course, if you only have a rotary phone or a touch pulse phone, you can use a tone dialer. Also, if you're, who cares? This is the show. This is the shit. We're talking about freak news. If you're beige boxing, right? You're in a can. You're in a box. And you want to do a little boxing. You don't use the pad on your phone. Because if you get caught, all they have to do is hit redial and they can match the logs to your phone. Don't do that. What you do is you use a tone dialer with no memory, right? If you have memory, don't use those memory buttons. And use that. And there's lots and lots of other uses. Trust me. Let's say you get a phone where the DTMF's broken, but everything else works. Useful again. Did I mention it? I remember I told you a bunch, Bland. I can't remember. Was that all of them?
The Tell Me Wake Up Call.
That's one of the things you used to be able to use it for. You'd set up a Tell Me Wake Up Call, like for payphones, and it would call back. The mic would be hot, but you'd have no DTMF. So you use your tone dialer. Very useful device. Still useful to this day. It probably always will be. You never know. You never know when you might have a tone dialer. I always carry a tone dialer and a beige box with me all the time. All the time. So, enjoy the porn news.
I got two more things.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
One, I ran into a situation today when I wish I'd had my tone dialer in.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Let's hear about it.
Okay, I was at a store for my job, and I wanted to make a call from their store phone. The fucking zero was broken.
Ah.
I said, if I had my tone dialer.
That's right.
I could make the phone call, and I could look like a god in front of all them. And,
yeah.
And, the thing about it was, the department that I am associated with in this one retail chain, the department in this particular town does like $10, $15 million a year. They can't afford a phone with a fucking zero on it.
Nope, that would cost too much money.
They can pull one off the shelf.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
But the second thing is, I was at a different store. This is a different place. I was at a Walmart, and I noticed that their Verizon phones, their Fortress Pay phones, accept incoming phone calls.
Very nice. Very useful.
So, what I'd like to ask the listeners to do is if you can bring yourself to go into the den of iniquity that is Walmart, if you can go to the payphones that are by the service place, or even some of them have payphones outside, just check, dial from your cell phone, dial from the payphone next to it or whatever, and see if it's like a chain thing. See if all the Walmart payphones accept incoming calls.
I'm going to go to my Walmart and check that out, and I'll let you know. We will let all the listeners know. Ooh, you know what, Rock? Now, of course, everybody's seen lots of lists of payphone numbers and location, stuff like that. How about the Walmart payphone directory? And think about it. Lots of Walmarts are 24 hours, right? There's freaks walking around those giant places of capitalism all the time. Calling up those payphones, somebody's going to pick up. You have a lot of fun messing with somebody. So let's do that. Right now, the new project, the Walmart payphone directory. That is going to rock the freaking hizzle for shizzle. Another use for a tone dialer. Actually, I've seen in some stores, phones, they're like courtesy phones, or phones that are specific, like you pick it up and get operated, whatever. Well, they're phones that have no DTMF pad. It's just basically a box with a handset. You pick it up and you get a dial tone, or you pick it up and it goes to somebody. Maybe you can control it with your tone dialer. So another use for a tone dialer. Very useful device. Always keep one handy. And that officially is the end of the...
touch it.
Oh, porn news, baby. Shouts to Luscious, man. I love you, baby. That is awesome. Okay. Now, all right. Stank's announcement will be last. Hang on for that.
Such a cock tease.
Isn't that awesome? Cock tease. Ha! F69. Okay. You heard a little bit about jamming at the beginning of the show. Of course, Meme is the expert at culture jamming. She does it herself. I'm looking at my Quirst wallpaper right now, right? Quirst. Hold on. Oh, God. Quirst Ride the Hype. Yes, I love it. That's on my desktop. Hopefully this is cool. Hopefully this works well. I think it does. This is a little verbal jamming for everybody. I'm going to give everybody a little lesson. This is going to be a hacker's guide to communicating with the normals. What the hell are you talking about? Well, I'll tell you what I'm talking about. You want to talk to people.
Not particularly.
Yeah. Exactly. You don't want to talk to them because they have no idea what you're talking about. You're talking way above their heads. Yet they don't understand, so you can't manipulate them. I mean, persuade them. So with this guide, right, with the Hacker's Guide to Communicating with the Normals, this will help you to use the right words and the right phrases, the right speech, to manipulate, I mean to persuade the normals, the sheep out there. So let's start with, what do we start with? Let's start with, I think, I'm looking through my list here.
I'm sorry, did you say sheep?
No, I did not. Oh, yeah.
I'm getting all flushed over.
Oh, you're getting hot? You're getting hot, baby? Okay,
yeah.
Let's start with Roxors, right? You're saying Leet, Roxors, Leet skills, stuff like that, mad skills. No. Use this word. Use exceptional. This person, right? You're talking about a friend who you're trying to get him a job. Who knows, right? And he's got mad skills, right? He's got Leet BSD skills. No. He has exceptional skills that could benefit your company. That's what you see. Just bend it. Right? You had that vocabulary. It's second nature for you already, right? That's why you can throw in all the Leetisms and stuff, and get your message across to your friends, right? But just bend it just a little bit. Tweak it. Maybe tweak your mindset just a little bit and say exceptional. Next, let's talk about feds, right? The man, the fuzz. No. Don't talk like that. It's going to make you sound like you're on the other side.
Pigs,
yeah.
Walkers.
I wasn't going to say that, but you don't want to talk like that because we're hackers, right? Hackers and freaks who want to explore technology and find new and exciting uses for said technology. So, don't say the feds, the man, the fuzz. Say your local, state, or federal government agencies. That's right. I was questioned by the local law enforcement today about my computer exploration. Well, that's something. I'm giving stuff away. So first use the word exceptional, not rocks or rock source. And for Leet skills or Uber Leet, right? Exceptional capabilities, right? And then for feds and the man and the fuzz and whatever else you want to say, local, state, and federal government agencies, right? There you go. Now you use these words and people say, oh, right? Hey, wait a minute. He sounds, wow, ooh. I like this guy. I want to do stuff for him, right? Because you're normal. You're exceptional. Use these. A little verbal jamming. Next, let's talk about, here we go. Let's say you're trying to, I'm having trouble. I can't see. It's freaking dark in here. Hold on. Okay, I had to turn on my RF activated light there. It's crazy. It goes on and off. It will. Let's talk about open source. Let's say you're trying to not convert somebody. Well, yeah. Maybe you're trying to convert somebody from the dark side, right, to open source software.
But just teach. Just use the word teach, not convert.
Teach. Yeah, that's right. And don't use subvert, whatever you do. Don't use that word. So you want to teach people about open source. Maybe persuade them to use open source instead of closed source, right? So instead of open source or GPL, stuff they don't understand, right, just say free. Now, of course, there's some stipulations there, right? The meaning of free, whatever. But most people, they hear out their ass, right? And their ass is where their wallet is. So if you say free, no cost? Then you know what it really means, right? So instead of open source software, OSS, or GPL, say free. Yeah, I'm using free software. I used free software to make that presentation, sir. Verbal jamming. Next. And now this is really general. Maybe this should have been first, but hackers, freaks, the underground, right? The techno elite, whatever you want to call them, whatever you want to call yourself and your friends and everybody that explores technology. If you're trying to explain it to somebody, right? And they've undoubtedly been inundated by the media and there's the word hacker instills fear upon them. then use the word community. My friends and I, everybody in the community, is researching this particular topic to give you new technological capabilities. Right? Use the word community. We use it a lot. It's actually a very good word. It's a word that you could use a lot. So, you know what the word hacker is. You know what freaks are. But that might scare people, right? Freaks, they're going to think of, you know, six arms and, you know, one eye, you know. No, just use community. Now, I'm going to throw in some freak-specific terms here. Let's say you're talking to people, right? You can't rattle off stuff. Oh, yeah, when you're off diverting, you're not passing your MPA, blah, blah, blah. You know, you gotta take it easy. Starting with RBOC, right? Everybody knows what RBOC, Regional Bell Operating Company, right? RBOC. Most people know what the divestor was, at least in the term of baby bells. That's right. So don't use RBOC. You know, don't use CLEC or ILEC, or, well, it wouldn't be CLEC, it'd be ILEC. Just use baby bells. Okay, when you're talking to people. Yeah, my baby bell, they'll understand because they know who Ma Bell was, they know about the breakup, they know there's a bunch of little companies, they may not know if there's seven, whatever. So don't use RBOC or ILEC or even CLEC if it is a competitive local exchange carrier. Just use the name of that company and say, well, they're a competitor to the baby bell here in my area. Or, of course, you can use a specific phone company name. Next, long-distance carriers. Use that instead of IXC or inter-exchange carrier. People aren't going to know what you mean. They say, what? Who? Just say, my long-distance company. I like to optivert through my local long-distance company, right? So,
I was going to say, what the hell is optivert?
Yeah, I know. That wasn't a good example. So, just don't use IXC. Don't even use optivert, by the way. That's going to scare them. Don't say tone dialer. Don't show them your beige box, okay? People are going to freak on that. They're not going to like that. They're scared of technology, okay? And we need to use these methods. And maybe, you know, and you don't always have to use this to manipulate people, right? You can use this to teach people. Seriously. They might be a little more receptive to you. And that's still jamming because you're like reprogramming them, okay? Next. Maybe you're demonstrating something to people, right? They know what a busy, you know, tone is, right? They know what a busy signal sounds like. But do they know what a reorder sounds like? Probably not. Reorder, what the hell is that? Just tell them fast busy. I'm getting a really fast busy signal right now. Not, hey, I got a reorder. Right? Couple of things. A few words that you can mix into your vocabulary when you're talking to the normals that'll help you. Finally, a Watts line. Everybody know, you know, wide area telecommunication service. Watts. What is that? That's toll free. Don't say Watts line. They're not going to know what that means. They're not going to know about the areas. Just say toll-free numbers. Or better yet, 800 numbers. Just say an 800 number, and they'll go, oh, yeah, did you know that 866 and 87, you know, who knows. Just say toll-free or 800 number, and they'll get what you mean. So those are a few things, a few tips and terms that you can use to communicate with the normals, a little verbal jamming. From Dual Parallel. I hope that was cool. I hope Meme checks this out and lets me know if that's cool or not. I think it's useful. I actually use this on a daily basis. Trust me. And it's very, very useful. And you know, I know everybody is intelligent enough out there. They've all got these simple words in your vocabulary already. All you got to do is, you don't have to reprogram yourself. You just have to be able to adapt instantly to whoever you're talking to. That's very, very important, especially for social engineering. You know, having that natural adaptive capability is priceless, right? It's invaluable. So go ahead and practice. Go ahead and talk to people. Say, if somebody brings it up, hey, what's your interest? Well, I enjoy exploring computers, and the community that I'm involved with likes to tell people about problems with their computers and help them at no charge, for free. Just like the software that I'm using. It is free as well. There you go. That was like three or four examples right there. So, use these words. Do a little jamming yourself. And go ahead and, you know what, do yourself a favor. Read up on some culture jamming. I think it's very useful stuff. Very useful. Not to mention, it's damn interesting. I think it is time. I know it's time. It is that time. I just like to play this.
Touch it.
Touch it, stank. It's now.
You know, and not everybody may like or enjoy technology, but everybody loves porn.
Hell yeah. Come on now, porn is a driving force behind technology, behind the internet, behind commerce on the internet. Come on now. Admit it. Stank has a phenomenal, an outstanding, astounding. Is that good?
You're building me up too much now.
I'm telling you, this is a great announcement. I'm very, very happy about this. Oh, I'm so happy. Please, Stank, it is all yours.
Well, the big announcement is, and I actually have not told Duhl and Bland about this yet, but this is not just a joke. I really am Buck Dangler.
Oh, yeah!
Movies. Thank you. Thank
you're
you.
My favorite, Stank.
Your autograph?
Yeah, I'll send you an autograph picture. Front view or the back view?
What, baby?
I'd like the turkey neck view, please.
Oh, no. Joking aside, the announcement is we've said on the show many times how we want more sources of hacking information. We want more independent media. We want more ways and more voices to be out there to spread the knowledge that we want to hear, that we find interesting.
Always.
To that end, we are announcing that the revolution has begun.
Yeah!
Binary Revolution Radio coming soon.
Hell yeah!
For an internet station near you. Hopefully this station.
Hell yeah, Rant Radio, baby.
We have a date and time to make it official. We'll give you a date and time to listen, but the first episode is recorded. We just need to wait and hear back from Rant Radio and take care of the streaming and time and all that kind of stuff. We'll be available for download as we do RFA right now. And it's going to be hosted by myself, Wintermute, Dual Parallel is going to be on there. A lot of the names you're familiar with, Bland Inquisitor, like to have Logan, a lot of people rotated in. So we've even already got a couple of special guest hosts coming up to talk about some specific topics. So Binary Revolution, the magazine, go buy it. Comes out a month. It comes out 1 month from, about a month from today, actually. The end of the month, we're going to start putting the magazine together here in a few days. And the radio show is going to be weekly, and we will give you a date and time of that. So, the revolution has begun.
That's right. Hell yeah. Hell freaking yeah. That is some good shit. That is exactly what I want. That's exactly why I started this. That's why you guys are on here. That's why we listen to alternative media, right? My friend told me about a political cartoon, right? And it was this, a gentleman, right? This gentleman's, sitting in his easy chair saying, well, I've got lots of alternatives. I've got lots of choices. Look at all of this, right? And it's got all of these hands holding, a television monitor, a TV station, ABC, Disney, whatever, holding all these Disney cable, satellite, all these different things, right? And then behind him is an octopus, and all of those arms are going to the one octopus. That's what it's like. That is exactly what it's like.
And,
we don't want...
And, the other thing about... See, I believe in... I guess to put it to something that people will recognize as a name, Consumer Reports Magazine. The thing that I have a lot of respect about Consumer Reports Magazine is that they sell no advertising. They do not advertise through, at least through typical magazine advertisements. You won't find a Ford advertisement in Consumer Reports. That takes away the possibility of bias.
Right.
And that's something that we do with these shows and we do with our magazine. There is no advertising. I'm going to say what I feel, and I think the listeners who have been listening for a while know that.
Oh, yeah.
I speak my mind, and I'm going to say what needs to be said. If I don't like the company, I'm going to come right out and let you know. When I find a fuck nut of the month, I'm going to put him on. I'm going to roast him. So I'm not, I don't have to worry about losing advertisers. We don't have to worry about whether we're going to get our show canceled because we didn't meet a ratings or whatever. We're here, and we're going to get the message out, and hopefully there's people that want to hear the message. So
I know they do, because we want everybody to have as much information as possible, to have as much, as many alternative views as possible. That's why we're here. If you want it, anybody listening right now, you want to start a show? Awesome. I will help you in any way possible. I will, I'll do whatever I can to help you get another show. Anything I can.
Same with me. And
send me the email, yeah.
I have to thank Duel because, you know, he was an enormous help in us getting this going. And, you know, that doesn't mean anything's going to change with us. We're all still working together. This is all DDP radio, if you want to think of it like that. It's all, you know, it's all the same umbrella, the same topic, the same community.
Yes.
So, you know, it's even Gamer, even C4, you know, even, you know, that was spawned with, you know, with a lot of help from Duel, you know. So we are absolutely, we've always been the kind of people that volunteer to help and volunteer to do what we can, and, you know, that's never going to change.
Yeah, yeah, well, thank you very much, and again, that's an open invitation. Anybody want to make a show, let us know. We'll help you, because we want to hear it, straight up.
Especially if it's about porn.
Hell yeah. Yeah, that's our one average. We advertise good porn sites, at least on this show.
Yeah.
Awesome. One last one for Ep 69.
Touch it.
Oh, yeah. Again, Radio Freak America. I am Duel.
Hey, Duel.
Yes?
Where do babies come from?
We'll talk after the show. Again, this is Ricardo Montebello.
This is Buck Dangler.
And, fuck, I forgot my porn name.
I think it was Boomer Cheek Spreader or something like that.
Boomer Ass Master or whatever it was.
All the listeners, we will be back to normal.
Hell yeah. All right, later, guys. See you, everybody.
This is Clyde Sheridan and Duel Montebello or whatever the hell his name was. Forgot me at the beginning of this episode. I'm here, so hope you enjoyed Ep 69.
Eclipsed warrior, verbal tactic avenger, sporadic vocabulous, and the grace of splendor. I do so magnificently emerge precariously throughout different points in time, changing the mindsets of multiple individuals, recording live sessions and stealing artist residuals. The year, 1973, stepping to me is impossible. You can face many unsurmountable obstacles, the first of which are three optical illusions, digitally advanced. Should you advance past or to within 30 kilometers, the second line of defense is heat detected by my thermometer. The third of which constantly switches, sonically deciphering minimal noise and pitches, eliminating computer glitches, which is the reason I'm immune to any virus
on
sickness.
On a new world mission, stepping up to the plate, number 8, my killer.